Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. As children of God, fear is not our inheritance. We are heirs to the promises God has made to us in His Word. Christians are commanded in Scripture not to fear because we have God. Fear is often not even based on truth. It is based on false expectations and assumptions that appear to be real but are not. Learn to find rest from the weariness of worry and the plagues of doubt and fear by trusting God. It is only through Scripture, applied to our hearts by the Holy Spirit, that we can receive the grace to trust God in everything. Live a life that reflects a quiet peace and a calming assurance as you cultivate perfect trust in God. In today's message titled, Know What God Has and Hasn't Given Us, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches about the spirit of love and sound mind that God gifts us when we accept Him into our lives.
As a child of God, it's so important to know what God has given you and what He hasn't given you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Amplified Version of the Bible says it this way, For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So my friend, God has given us a sound mind. He has not given us a spirit of fear that we should submit to the enemy or to the lies that he tries to tell us. But we have a spirit of discipline and self-control. Understand that you have a spirit of discipline and self-control. Therefore, never say again, I don't have any self-control. And never say again, I am just not a disciplined person. We have to start saying what God says and stop saying what we think, what we feel, what the world says, what our friends say, what mama said, what daddy said. We've got to start saying what God says and get into agreement with Him. If any two of you on earth agree, powerful things begin to happen. That's what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is here on this earth. And I have found out that if I will agree with Him, then I can have God's plan for my life. But it's not just once a week. This has to be something we do over and over again. We need to keep agreeing with God all the time. And this is how we fight the good fight of faith. There is a fight. The devil is not going to give up easily. We need to know the life that Jesus died for us to have. You know, when Jesus came onto this earth, He said in John 10:10 that the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. You see? So we need to know what Jesus died for us to have. God wants us to focus on what we have in Christ. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 that, If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in His resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So the Bible says here we were raised with Christ Jesus, referring to our salvation. There was a change that took place when you were saved. And because of that, God intended our focus to change and to set our minds on things above. Christ Jesus died and rose to give us a new life. That's what you have to know that you've got. From the death and resurrection of Christ. He died, rose again to give us a new life. Therefore, know what you have in Christ. You may be asking me this question. If we are risen with Christ, Why then do we have to seek things that are above? Why don't we just automatically experience resurrection life? And the answer is that we are not just spirit beings. We also have fleshly bodies. Bible says so. That must be subjected to the Holy Spirit to experience the resurrection victory that is present in our spirit, which is why we need to focus on things above. Our spirits died to sin and are already resurrected with Christ unto newness of life. These things are already in existence in our new spirits. Yet, to see these facts become realities in our physical lives, we have to first know what happened to us in our spirits at salvation and then believe this good news. To the extent that we think, believe, and act like who we are in our spirits, we will experience the life of Christ in our flesh. Hallelujah. God wants us to know the total completeness of our new life in Jesus so that we would never be drawn away. Therefore, since we are dead to this world and risen with Christ, our focus should be on heavenly things, not earthly things. If we focus on who we are in Christ and what He has given us, holiness will follow. We need to focus on our heavenly position and possession. And since this is a new life, keep seeking the things above, spiritual things. Those things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on quality things. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. This is an amazing statement. If you are going to set your mind on something, set it on things above. Things that are holy, righteous, good, godly, and helpful. This is because Christ gave you a new life the moment you said, "I am trusting Jesus as my Lord and Savior." You have been raised with Christ to a new life. That means sharing His resurrection from the dead. Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So He's talking about the life that Jesus died for us to have. The price that He paid for us to have freedom. The price that He paid for us to be able to enjoy our lives and to have peace no matter what's going on around us. To have hope in every situation and to like ourselves no matter what other people have said about us. We are still safe even if we don't compare to all the other people. We know that we can be individuals blessed by God and called to do something unique and different. Thank God we are free to be who we are and we don't have to be somebody else. Look at the next verse in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 2 says, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." It's our duty to set our minds on the things of God. The things that Christ died and resurrected for us to have. Set your mind and keep them set on what is above, higher things, not on the things on this earth. I pray that God will anoint my words that I can get across to you and that you will understand that God has put so much power in your mind, the creative ability that's in there. The things we can accomplish if we learn how to think right with the sound mind that God has given us. Your mind is so powerful that if you ever get into agreement with God and you make your mind up, anything that God said that anybody could have, you are going to be one of the people that's going to have it and you can have it. That's what it means to set your mind and keep it set. You make that quality decision today. You make up your mind and you can have them. As His children, God has given us love, power, sound mind, and self-discipline. You shouldn't be anxious or depressed. It doesn't matter what someone has done to you or what is going on around you. You have been given sound mind. Set your mind on the word of God and what it says about you. Stop thinking about your failures. Stop thinking about the things that went wrong in your life. Instead, set your mind on the things God can do and what God has already given you. There isn't anything God cannot do for you. You have to agree with Him and believe that with God, all things are possible. Sometimes we just like to focus on our mess, on our failures. You may say, I had such a bad childhood. I didn't go to school. My parents mistreated me, and I have already had 3 bad marriages. I am in debt, and so on and so forth. What I'm saying to you, stop talking about your mess and start talking about the answers that are in God's word. Start talking about what God has given you and what He's about to do. Trust in God. There is nothing that God cannot do for you. With God, all things are possible. Say hallelujah to that. We are not weak. We are warriors. I'm telling you, we are army of the Lord. We are soldiers of the Lord. You need to make up your mind and you need to do it now. Do it now and today. You must be determined and say to yourself, I am going to get out of that mess or that situation. I am going to get my body in good shape. I am going to get my house in order. I am going to study the word of God. I am going to discipline myself to pray and spend time with God. I have made up my mind that everything that Jesus died for me to have, I am going to have. If anybody can have it, I can have it too. But let me remind you that it's going to take more than shouting and how you say it. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take some willingness to let your flesh suffer. You are not going to die if you are hungry a while. You will not die from overwork. Nothing is more beneficial than making up your mind today that you are going to do something with your life. Make your mind up so when you grow old, you are not going to look back with regrets. It's my prayer that you will do that today. Seek eternal realities by thinking, by meditating, by reasoning and inquiring into them. And that should be the new norm of all New Testament believers, to be occupied with Christ and His promises and purposes. We release the resurrection power of Jesus into our physical lives. I pray that you will do so today and keep focusing on what God has given to you. And know what God has not given to you. He has not given us spirit of fear. He has given us love, power, sound mind, and self-discipline. He said you can set your mind up and focus on those things that are above. If you couldn't do so, He wouldn't have said. And I pray that that will happen today. And if you have not given your life to Christ, there is no way you have power to have sound mind. There is no way you can have that self-discipline that the Bible is talking about. There is no way that you will not live with that fear. And this is good news because you can now decide to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.